Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of the hereafter, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the identity of Gog and Magog. Now, as far as the Quran is concerned, it mentions the arrival or the advent of Gog and Magog to be a sign of the Day of Judgment. However, what are the details of this sign, and also what are the other details regarding the identity of these two personalities? This is something that we're going to discuss in this particular talk. And since there are a number of misconceptions relating to Gog and Magog, it is but appropriate to find out what the truth about them is. Now, as far as the Quran is concerned, the Quran actually mentions Gog and Magog as signs of the Day of Judgment, as a particular sign of the Day of Judgment. In fact, the words of this sign say that near the end of time or near the Day of Judgment, Gog and Magog, an onslaught of Gog and Magog will take place, and they shall actually launch an onslaught against the other nations of the world. So the words of the Quran, which are found in Surah Anbiya, which actually mention their onslaught, are حَتَّى إِذَا فُتِحَتْ يَأْجُوجُ وَمَأْجُوجُ وَمِنْ كُلِّ حَدَبٍ يَنْسِلُونَ. Until the time arrives that Gog and Magog are let loose and they launch an onslaught from every hill. So this is what these words of Surah Anbiya says, of course, which means that Gog and Magog, they shall launch an onslaught just before the Day of Judgment. Now, a study of history shows that Noah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had three sons, Sam, Ham, and Japheth. Now, as far as Gog and Magog are concerned, they are known to be the descendants of Noah's son Japheth. And it is also known that they primarily, they were their original area where they were born and they were their original country are the areas which now are Northern Asia. And we know from the book of Hiskiel in the Bible that these two actually were the leaders and chiefs of Rosh, Moscow, and Tobolsk. These are the three areas of North Asia. So as far as the details are concerned, we know that the scripture of Hiskiel, as found in the Bible, if we study chapter number 38 and 39, we find these details there. Thus, for example, in chapter number 38, verses 1 and 2, the words are, "The word of the Lord came to me, son of man, set your face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Rush, Mesesh, and Tobal, and prophesy against them." So these are the words which are found in the scripture of Ezekiel, chapter number 38. Now, as far as chapter number 39 is concerned, the words are, "Son of man, prophesy against Gog and say, this is what their sovereign Lord says, I am against you, O Gog, chief prince of Rush, Mesesh, and Tobal. I will turn you around and drag you along, and I will bring you from the north." So these are the words which actually tell us that that Gog and Magog are the descendants of Japheth, who is, of course, a son of Noah. And their original area, the original country, the areas of North Asia. And from here, they actually immigrated to certain other areas. Just for example, in Australia, in Europe, and in America, they migrated to these places and populated them. And now, as far as these being a sign of Day of Judgment is concerned, we know from the revelation of John the Divine that near the end of time, they will appear. They will launch an onslaught against the rest of the nations of the world. And it is said that after the Prophet Muhammad's demise, when 1,000 years will pass after his demise, their onslaught shall begin, and it shall actually take place. And it will be the time when they would have occupied the corners of the world, and from there they shall launch this onslaught. And it is said in the book of John the Divine, if I read out the appropriate passage to you, the words are, "When the 1,000 years are over, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations to the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them for battle. In number, they are like the sand on the seashore. They marched across the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of God's people and the city he loves. But fire came down from heaven and devoured them." So this excerpt shows that their onslaught shall begin about 1,000 years after the advent of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is also known that it will reach a certain height at a certain point of time, after which they would of course launch an onslaught. And it is also known that at this time a fire shall descend from the heavens, and then it will destroy them. And after that, the day of judgment shall take place. So these are the details which are found regarding Gog and Magog in the Quran and, of course, in ancient Bible history. So in a nutshell, we can say that Gog and Magog primarily are two individuals, and they are among the descendants of Japheth, who himself is a son of Noah. And from these two individuals, two nations were born, and these two nations were actually named after these two individuals. And near the end of time, near the day of judgment, they shall launch an onslaught. And once this onslaught is launched, once it reaches a certain limit, the scripture of John the Divine tells us that a fire shall descend from the heavens and it shall destroy them. And after that, the day of judgment shall arrive. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.